This is the Winter Fairy Meditation with Andrea Dumbecki. I would like you to take a deep breath now. And with your breath, breathe in a calming white light. And breathe out any stress or heaviness. Breathe in a calming white light. And breathe out any stress or heaviness. Next, breathe in a pink light and breathe out any stress or heaviness. I would like you to empty your mind of all thoughts. Imagine you have a pitcher and you're pouring it out into the sink. As you pour out this pitcher of water, you're pouring out all the thoughts of your mind so that all is left is peace and stillness. We now take this sacred time to connect with winter fairies. There are many beautiful types of winter fairies that would love to connect with you today. They will be taking you to their magical winter wonderland, showing you their animal friends, and instilling you with many blessings and expanded awareness of the magic and happiness of winter. Your winter fairy guides are coming to greet you now. They are beautiful. They have white glistening wings, and they are dressed in heavy white winter coats with fuzzy collars and big hats. They give you one of these magical coats, and then they create a magical doorway. They assure you that it is safe to go on this wonderful journey with them. They are taking you to their magical winter land. You walk through the doorway with your fairy guides, and you see a magical, snowy landscape. There are snow-covered evergreen trees, ice castles, mountains, all kinds of magical plants, and you see lots of animal friends such as reindeers, bunnies, owls, squirrels, wolves, foxes, robins. Then the fairies start to introduce themselves to you one by one. First comes the frost fairies, and they are showing you the magical things they create with frost. They are opening your heart to the magic of frost, and they are showing you the beautiful patterns of frost that they create on things. Next, the snowflake fairies are greeting you, and they're showing you all of their magical snowflakes. And they are also teaching you about the magic of snow, how snow heals the earth and nourishes the earth, and how there's a beautiful white light energy that comes from the snow, and the fairies bless each snowflake, and snow is a miracle. Notice how children are always happy when they see snow. It is because snow is a very uplifting thing, and the fairies know the magic of that. Next, there are the icicle fairies, and they're showing you all their magical icicles. They're hanging from the roofs and the trees. And the fairies would like you to open your heart to these magical things in winter. The winter queen and king come to greet you now, and they are beautiful, radiant fairies, glowing, and they have white glistening wings, and they embody the magic of winter. They are showing you their beautiful palace made of ice and crystals and their town. And they're showing you all the beautiful things that go on there. They are also taking you to visit all the animal friends. First, they're going to take you to visit the reindeers. And the fairies would like you to awaken to the magic of reindeer. They bring you to visit the reindeers, and you look deep into the reindeer's eyes, and he has beautiful, soulful eyes. And you pet the reindeer, and the reindeer has giant antlers. The reindeers are magical guardians, and they bring good luck. The fairies love their reindeer friends. Next, they're bringing you to show you the white wolves and how they pull the fairy sleighs. And they love to play in winter, and they have thick coats of white fur. And as you look into their eyes, you can feel so much love. Then comes the bunnies and the squirrels and the foxes and all the little woodland creatures. And you see how their coat becomes thick for winter. And they have their little homes, and the fairies watch over them in the winter. And next, the grandfather white owl comes, the white owl of winter. And this wise grandfather owl guardian is so excited to meet you. You feel like you are old friends. The fairies are giving you an attunement to the animal kingdom. All the animals of winter would like to connect with you on a deeper level, and not just in fairyland, but also in real life. So that you know that if you see one of these animals, you will awaken to their beautiful blessing. They are good luck, and they're also reminding you of the magic of the season and the magic of nature and your life. Next, the Winter Fairy Queen is showing you all the plants of winter. She's showing you the evergreen trees, the holly, the cedar. And she's taking you inside of her beautiful castle, and she's showing you what the cooking fairies have whipped up for you for your winter feast. The fairies love to cook elaborate soups and cocoas in the winter. The kitchen smells of cinnamon and chocolate and all types of delicious things. They made you a big pot of soup and delicious cinnamon cocoas and teas. The fairies really celebrate cooking in the winter months, and their food is all hot and very nourishing. They would like to bring this magic to your winter also, the magic of winter cooking and winter foods. Next, the Winter Fairy Queen is bringing you to another room of the castle where there are crafting fairies, and these fairies do all kinds of fun things. They are sewing dolls, they are knitting, they are weaving, they are drawing, they're doing all types of crafts and arts. And they would like to awaken you to the magic of crafts and art in the winter, and the blessing of having more time for these things and being entertained while indoors. The Fairy Queen tells us that winter is kind of underrated by humans, and that winter really is a time of going inside, connecting with family, creating things. It really has a very divine purpose, and it's just as important as spring and summer and autumn and all the other seasons. So she's helping you to awaken to the magic of winter cooking and winter crafts. Next, she would like to talk about Santa Claus and Christmas. We know this is a religious holiday, but I also feel it is very fairy-like. The fairies are very connected to Christmas. They love to give gifts to children, decorate trees, bake, and fill our hearts with magic and love. They are telling us about Santa Claus, or St. Nicholas of Myra, and how he was like St. Francis, and he watched over all of the animals, and he taught us to be generous and give each other gifts, and he loved to give gifts. And really, he blesses this holiday with a heart-opening energy of giving magical gifts and loving one another and bringing peace to Earth. The Winter Fairy Queen shows you how They love to celebrate Christmas, and she takes you into a beautiful hall, a beautiful parlor, and in this parlor, there's a giant Christmas tree with all types of beautiful decorations, and there are evergreen wreaths hanging all over, and there's beautiful ornaments, homemade stockings. It's wonderful. And the fairies teach you how, the fairies show you how they love to celebrate Christmas. And their beautiful fairy Christmas. And they like to have hot cider and snuggle up by the fire. The fairies now are giving you gifts. Receive these gifts with an open heart. They are bringing you gifts from under their Christmas tree. Thank you, fairies. And the fairies are now blessing you with this Christmas magic, this Christmas spirit of goodwill, love, and generosity. They are opening you to the magic of the season, to the magic of winter, of Christmas, of nature and your animal friends. And these fairies will continue to live in your heart. And these fairies will continue to live in your heart and soul. And these fairies will visit you whenever you like. And they are really attuning you to the magic of this season. You will never look at winter the same way. The fairies have a beautiful intention of helping us all to awaken to the magic of nature and to look closer to all the miracles that are around you on a daily basis, especially in winter.